Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Brainerd, Minnesota. Brainerd is a railroad town in the heart of north central Minnesota. It's known for its surrounding lakes and natural splendor. And as we've learned, home to a number of interesting historical stories. For instance, back in 1933, the notorious gangster George Nelson and his gang robbed the First National Bank right here in Brainerd. The crooks made off with more than $30,000, about $500,000 in modern money. Imagine with me what the conversation might have been like in the barber shop moments after the robbery.
Now here's a story of some repute, though there are facts that some dispute. Our story starts in a barber shop as shiftless locals talk nonstop.
Did you hear they robbed First National Bank?
As heists go, it's as high as they rank.
He nabbed 30 grand, this man, George Nelson.
Gotta admit, job well done.
That's not the point,
said the barber with gusto.
He's a killer and a thief. His kind must go.
Then a man came in looking grizzled and mean, heavily bearded and unclean. He stared at the barber from his head to his feet. Tension filled the air till the barber said,
"Have a seat."
The man obliged and he sat in the chair while the barber held a comb and muscled his hair.
So what'll it be?
Asked the barber with charm, but the stranger just stared, then burst with alarm.
Just take a little bit off the top and don't do nothing else.
So the barber did his work without a second thought until the stranger saw a mirror in the reflection he caught.
Baba, what's this? You made my hair too nice. You'll have to shave the beard as well, whatever be the price. I recently came across some money, I'm not afraid to say. So give me now a different look, or there'll be hell to pay.
The old men and the barber all shared some darting glances. If this is the outlaw Nelson, he better do what the man says.
So you came across a count some money, son. Must be a lot of hard work you had to get done.
But the man just grunted his mean, grizzled moan while the barber shaved his hope to a tone. But then as he finished and pulled away the towel, the townsfolk guffawed and let out a yowl.
Look at him, boys. He's a damn baby face.
First you were scary, now you're a disgrace.
Disgrace, you say?
The stranger loudly had sung.
I'm freaking George Nelson, and this is my gun.
Baby face.
Now stop laughing. Everybody. Oh, come on, guys. Quit it.
But they couldn't quit laughing as their sides split with joy at the sight of this grizzled man turned into a small boy, as Babyface Nelson was the name they heard. Let no one forget, it was coined in Brainerd.
You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show.